Today is the second Sunday of Advent, where we think about prophets predicting the coming of Jesus as part of prayerful Christmas preparations, and how we can make ourselves ready to welcome Christ into our lives, not only at Christmas, but throughout the year. For so many of us, this time of year can be very busy. There are parties and social events, presents and cards to buy, and if you're hosting friends or family gatherings, all the food shopping as well. Shops can feel quite festive, but also overwhelming with so many choices and crowds of people getting progressively more fraught as they try to find everything they need to have that perfect Christmas. Shoppers can escape after they've found what they need, but for shop staff, it can be very stressful. It's a busy time for anyone involved in Christmas shows, carol singing, choirs, or seasonal jobs, paid or voluntary. In today's Gospel reading, we hear that the Word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. Many translations say wilderness. A desert isn't necessarily somewhere hot that's full of sand, but a wild, deserted place. During this busy season, the thought of spending time away from all the hustle and bustle can be very appealing. When I need time to think, I enjoy walking or spending time outdoors in nature. Maybe not today though. It gives me the chance to contemplate, and I've had some great creative ideas when my mind has had the chance to slow down and wonder where it will. Not exactly a wilderness in West London, but I understand that need to be away from others in order to think and pray. The start of Luke chapter 3 tells us who the various Roman rulers were, and I don't feel any need to read those names out again. As well as telling us who the high priests were. This not only shows us when in history these events took place, it is striking that after all these important people are listed, the word of God comes to John from a family of priests who is living in the wilderness. Not any of these previously mentioned important people with all the status that they enjoyed. John's birth was predicted by the angel Gabriel in Luke chapter 1, and his father Zechariah was told that John would make ready and prepare for the Lord. Now in Luke chapter 3, John is doing just that. As many of you will know, I enjoy comparing various Bible translations. So, I'm going to read Luke chapter 3, verses 3 to 6 from the New Revised Standard Version as a reminder of the text and because I love its poetry. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophecy Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made laid low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Baptism was a familiar ritual at the time for Gentiles converting to Judaism and during cleansing ceremonies. These were not just symbolic gestures. A change in behaviour was required as well. The baptism John talked about here is accompanied by repentance, which means a change in heart and mind, a transformation to make people ready for the coming of the Lord. It's not just about turning away from sin, but turning towards God, which would make any of us want to do more of the right things in order to lead a godlier life. If we love God and want to be more like him, we will automatically try to be better people. The baptism part puts me in mind of getting ready to go out. You have a bath or shower and put on nice clothes in order to look your best. But this isn't just about what we look like. It's about how we behave and whether or not we welcome God into our lives at a deep level. It's not just a prediction, but a call to action. Our Old Testament reading is another prediction of the Lord's coming, prophesying a messenger, John the Baptist, to prepare the way for him. And then the coming of the Lord. This sounds like good news until you read verse 2. Here, it is from the New International Version. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. That sounds a bit scary, especially the fire part. Refiner's fires give out intense heat in order to purify metal by melting it so that the dross can float up to the top and be skimmed off, leaving the pure metal. That purity is the desired result, but the process of purification is painful if you are the one being purified. Similarly, the launderer's soap. In order to get rid of stains, you may need harsh chemicals and a lot of rough scrubbing. From the New International Version, verse 3 says, he will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness. Verse 4, and the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord, as in days gone by, as in former years. So the priests or Levites will be purified so that they can bring offerings that are pleasing to the Lord, as they were in the past. The priests led the people, so it was important that they were doing the right things in order to lead properly. So what can we take away from this today? While our focus is on preparation during Advent, I believe we can prepare for the coming of the Lord throughout our lives. Once we allow Christ into our world, it changes. We change. We want to be more like him, helping and looking out for one another. This also means making sure we don't stand in the way of others turning towards God. We need to make his paths straight. Don't put obstacles in the way of anyone who is on those first tentative steps towards a life with God, or indeed further along the journey. during this busy Advent season, please make time for contemplation, even if it's only bite-sized chunks, in order to spend some time with God. You might want to give thanks, ask for help, or pray for people by name. Or maybe you prefer to meditate and listen to what God is saying to you, or spend some time out in nature. However you spend that time, some prayerful contemplation, inviting God into your preparations and your day-to-day life, is part of that cleansing process of changing us all for the better.